Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have said on this podcast and in my radio interviews several times now that the Sabres have indicated that they do not want to trade J.J. Paterka. Their answer has changed. They are at least now listening on it. And I think that's recent. I think it's the reality of the situation. People know Paterka's unhappy, and it's believed he would like to go somewhere else. And I just think that reality is sinking in a bit. I think the Sabres realize they have to at least look into it. And I think in the last little bit, it's gone from, we don't want to do it and we're not doing it, to, we don't want to do it, but we at least have to look into it. I think it's kind of, if you're serious, offer us something serious and we'll look at it.
Elliot Friedman, welcome to mid to late June. It's the time of year where the Sabres have to maybe confront players wanting to go. So, J.J. Paterka. Nothing probably happens until the final is over, which game six in that series is going to be tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida can win the cup, and then we're to the offseason. The draft comes up kind of quick. That's one thing about the NHL. The season ends, and the draft is a couple days later. So,
yeah,
we could see Paterka gone in, a week, Joe? The draft is in 11 days, round one.
It really, I mean, that day, maybe? Him getting out of the draft without, I don't know. It depends how much the Sabres want to treat this situation differently than they've treated other situations similarly in the past. And it's been a minute, right? Like, when's the last time a star player, if Paterka graduating him to a star player might be a little...
But he's a very good young player.
Very good young player. Someone you might project will be, like, he'll make an all-star team.
His point totals for his career, 32, 50, 68. Like, right. You go ahead and chart that up. No, does he...
Arrows up.
Does he level off at... It's 68 points in 77 games. You know, he might not be a perfect player, but... He's a good young player. He's an exciting player. He's J.J. the Turkey in our house, and that will be a sad day if J.J. the Turkey is not on the Sabres. But I told you back in November that I had heard Paterka might not be a long-term guy. He might not be one of their guys. And I think that was because they knew this was coming.
Yeah.
That he's not happy here. He wants to leave. And yesterday I saw a lot of the reaction online. If you want to give us yours, 803-0550. I saw a lot of the reaction that was, listen, should I get out the flowchart? We've done this 1,000 times. Player is unhappy. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you about this player. He's not even that good. Who does he think he is? He's on some loser team. And around and round we go.
Yep.
And for, I think, a good chunk of the fan base, a lot of the fans, they are done blaming any player for that feeling. Because the thing I would say about it, Paterka, he doesn't have some sort of Reinhardt situation where they don't value him and didn't feel like paying him or extending him. My guess is the Sabres would.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have an Eichel situation where he signs a 8-year extension, he's the captain, he gets blamed for everything that goes wrong, he has a medical dispute with the team. Like, there's no publicly bad blood. Nope. This is just guy you drafted and developed well, wants to take control of his own career and say, I don't want to sign here long term. And he has the power to sign an offer sheet if he wants to. Mm-hmm. He can tell the team, like, I just don't want to do this. Thanks. This has been great, but I'd like to get out of here. I don't want to be here. And, you know, you could get mad at a player, or you could do the kind of thing where you say, like, what if that was you? What if that's you or me?
Right.
You get drafted to a team that you don't pick. And if you come here, you might think, I'm not going to win there. I'm going to be stuck out of the playoffs. And one of the reasons you might think that is because the guy that
Yeah.
You watch the GM stay for a long time and keep missing and think, why would I think this is a place where I can get to the level of the games I'm watching this week?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever think it would happen here? You've got some players that will sign up for it for 6 and 7 and 8 year deals, and you'd have some that would say, like, no thanks.
Yeah. I wonder, though, if fans will take into account that he really hasn't been here very long. This is not Thompson or Dahlin wanting out in a similar way that Eichel and Reinhart were like ready to go after 7 years of this, no, 8 years of this.
It's
like
a quicker, it's a much
cow.
Quicker timeline.
Paterka's been here for three years, and he's ready to hit the ejector seat. And if he's felt something along those lines for, like, this didn't just arrive on him now, like, this is a feeling that he's had maybe for a little bit, then that could lead you to, well, I wonder if it's more about the city than it is more about the team, if that's a part of this. Because then that is a little different, I think, than, like, Eichel and Reinhart, when they want out, I never took that as anything to do with not wanting to be in Buffalo. I took that as they just were sick of losing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what Paterka's problem is.
He might just not like the area and not like the city.
Right.
He might want a different life.
Right. And the other difference between Paterka and those guys, maybe not Eichel, because Eichel had a lot of years left on that contract, but Reinhart was going to be a UFA in 12 months, right? Paterka cannot become an unrestricted free agency until July 1st of 2029. Like, the Sabres have
control
of him for a long time. So for him to be willing to make it tense at all, I think would show you how much he really would want to go, right? Like, because he would have that conversation with his agent. It's like, if we go down this road, like, this could be tough. And this could be uncomfortable for a while because you're not coming up on free agency. You're 23. You got a long way to go until you can get to that or before you can even use that as a bit of leverage. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know how the fans will react to him wanting out versus those former stories of this wanting out and how much the Sabres will want to play hardball because they've played hardball in the past with Jack, and do they regret it?
It's a good question. Like, what do they feel? Do they feel there's
it made it ugly.
A reputation point here, a reputation piece. And while Paterka is the latest, I mean, he's certainly not the first, as you just laid out.
Right.
And he probably won't be the last. There was the reporting, again, that got from Paul Bissonnette, and he walked it back because that was from Friedman, that Dahlin went in there to talk to them about what the plan was when they make the Cousins trade.
Yep.
And that was kind of smoothed over. No, he's not saying he wants to leave. You've got Alex Tuch, face of the rebuild under Kevin Adams, I haven't talked about it with my wife yet, about the idea of an extension. Like, if Tuch wants to go, and it's, to me, like, the whole thing about Kevin Adams' time here, I mean, he's made some nice trades. Like, Brian Koziel came on and said, I've liked some of the trades. Really, it might be the inaction that's a problem. But you've got Paterka and Byram and the ninth pick and some prospects that you could try to turn into something and try to move forward. And we already know Kevin Adams is going to keep the job. But to me, the one of the biggest, you know, zoom-out problems here is that when he got the job and then traded Jack, it was guys that want to be here, mm-hmm. and it's a, you know, whether it's a privilege or an honor to wear a Buffalo Sabres uniform and all this. Like, the Sabres kind of talked a big game and sent out a guy that didn't want to be here anymore. And you start to look at the context then, it's like, well, that's because the team loses all the time. The team doesn't seem to have a whole handle on building towards a winner. And it's all about these picks and prospects. And finally, one of the best picks / prospects you've had makes it to this moment and says, like, oh, I want out too. I don't want to be here. So, man, what are you supposed to do if you're Kevin Adams? You supposed to play hardball? I don't think so.
Because what is hardball is just what? Like,
we're not going to trade you.
Hey,
here's a qualifying offer. If you won't take a bigger deal, here's a qualifying offer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right. Like, or like, hey, okay, you don't want to sign a long-term deal here. Here's a two-year deal. Like, come play. Like, hey, we did. We did on your behalf because, like, out of respect for you, we listened. We listened to teams, and they were all trying to lowball us because they think that we have to move you. You have 4 years of contract left. You know, get in the locker room, sign your two-year deal, and come play. We're not going to make you sign an eight-year contract. Like, that's what hardball to me would be is you're 23, you just got here. Like, you're a good player, but you just got here. We're not letting you go yet. So what do you want to do? You want to go play in Germany? Like, well, you want to go down that route? Like, how bad do you want to make this? They could try to put the ball back in his court and really test him. But I even wonder, is he good enough to warrant that? Because he's a very good player. I remember thinking when all the surgery stuff with Eichel was going down, just bring him back. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be awkward. Obviously, it had gone down a road where they all felt like that was impossible. But I thought, just put him on the ice. He's got 5 years of contract left. He's not going to retire. Let him have – that one was different, though, because it was, for me, let him have his surgery.
Right.
Let him have his surgery, and then what? Because that was being used as the catalyst for him to get out of there.
Even though he'd asked for a trade before that. But
right.
Still. Like,
but get rid of the catalyst. Make it more direct. Do you want to actually – you're going to leave, or you're going to let you get the surgery, and then you're going to say after that, no, I'm still never playing for you again. Or are you going to come back on the ice for us? Because then, like – that's a superstar player. I wanted to explore all avenues to him remaining in Buffalo. Paterka is really good. I don't know that I would have the same attitude of, though, like, I can't let this guy go at all, at any cost.
Well, the fly in the ointment about playing hardball is an offer sheet. He can sign with another team. And you have to make the decision then. Are we going to give him the contract that this team just signed him to, or are we going to take the compensation?
Because then you have him.
You have him.
You have him, but he's...
You could try to trade him.
You know he's not happy with that.
Right.
And, man, what is that like? What happens? You could do it and then, like, think, well, we're gonna trade him eventually. But imagine you do that. Like, Paterka signs a 7-year deal or a 6-year deal with the New York Rangers or whoever, and then the Sabres match it. Like... All right, well, what do we have here now? Now we have you for 7 years, and we have you under contract, and we know you don't want to be here.
Well,
that's not a great environment, but...
No, that's not. It's definitely not a great environment, and it's not... I mean, it's not something the Sabres would want to do. You don't want guys that are not... Not like they're not on board.
It's not like it's never happened, though. Like, Jonathan Drouin once wrote a letter to the Tampa Bay Lightning saying, I will never play for you again, and then he played for them again. And he was like 20. He was like 20 when that happened. And then he ended up coming back and had at least one good season, I think, with them after that happened. So there's some precedent for it, but, I mean, you know, they're also not the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No, that's right.
The Sabres are not the Tampa Bay Lightning, if I need that to be said.
803-0550, our phone number, if you want to throw a thought our way on this. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. So I got a question for you guys. I always listen to you guys religiously about the Buffalo Bills, and I don't even live in Buffalo, and it's a great source to get Bills information, and I think you guys are fantastic. And then a lot of the stuff bleeds over from the Sabres, and I just hear all this dysfunctionality and from an organizational standpoint, and they're owned by the same person. Why the difference? And I don't want the Josh Allen to be the answer and that changed everything, because I think the culture was good before Allen got there. I think the Bills are just better that Allen's there. But why the dysfunctionality from the Sabres? Why don't they just watch what the Bills do and then kind of do that? I'm a little confused on that, and I feel bad for the people in Buffalo because they love their hockey, And this is the type of product and drama that they're getting from what I think should be somewhat ran kind of similar to the Buffalo Bills. Do you guys agree, or why is this?
But what would you consider like the copycatting of it? They've actually talked about doing things that they've learned from the Bills, but like what specifically are you looking for them to do? Like the money part of it?
Well, no, I mean just winning in general, but you know, as far as getting a culture that, you know, people want to come to, they don't want to leave. Like they want to thrive there. I think the money's relevant, and people do look at money as a factor. I'd be lying if I said no, but at the same point, if the culture's good, you know, train people good enough that they don't want to leave and pay them okay. I feel like if the money's right or similar in the stratosphere, people are going to stay. Athletes will stay. They won't leave. They won't. It's like a training facility to me. And again, I'm not a Sabres fan. I just kind of hear what you guys always talk about. It almost seems like they're the joke of the NHL. It really does.
They have the longest drought.
They are.
They are.
Yeah, I mean,
they're in the list. I
mean, how you build that culture without the winning is nearly impossible. I think
this is one of those times like talking about building the culture is hollow. There's no, that's
you got to win.
Yeah,
you got to win.
You have to win. And how do you build what is the culture of the Buffalo Sabres versus the Bills? The Bills' culture is knocking on the doorstep. You have the league's best player. You have good players around him, but you have an amazing fan base. You have an amazing atmosphere. You're the league's best player, and you're competitive. Like that's it. That's what you have. That's your culture. Josh Allen's your culture. Josh Allen left. What would happen to your culture? You'd have a good coach, a good GM maybe that can make other things work. But you don't have Josh Allen anymore. Like Josh Allen's a lot of your culture.
No, I mean the best I could do for this, like that. You know. What would an average player maybe think of, like, what is the Buffalo Sabres culture? Like, the worst case scenario they could think is that's a bunch of kids that don't know what the hell they're doing, right? Like, that locker room's a bunch of kids that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right. But under Granato, they were kids coming up.
I don't know if that's still true of them. Like, a couple years ago, maybe, that would have sounded fair, but I don't know about right now.
No, I'd say and what's different? What one thing that is different is, of course, like in football, you know, one player affects everything so greatly. You get the right quarterback, it's hard to be bad. Not to take anything away from the Bills, just that you really have like it could never be overstated how big of an impact Allen has. Like Allen is the reason they are successful, the number one reason they are successful, and number two and three and four. For the Sabres, they don't spend the cap. That's it. They save money. They don't spend to the cap. They don't invest in ways that other teams do, whether that's hiring GMs. And, you know, Kekalainen coming in this year is a nice little piece here, I guess. But it's just, I don't know. I don't think it should be all that surprising why the two teams can be different. One team prints money. The other team loses money.
I don't know if this is as much of a hockey thing as it is a football thing. But what happens in sports sometimes when, hey, guy wants to be traded. Guy wants out. Should he get traded here? Should he get traded? Oh, wait, he's staying for a record amount of money. Myles Garrett this summer, right? That's one way that, you know, sometimes a trade rumor gets weaponized. But for you to keep the guy, usually it ends up being the money. And I wonder about the Sabres on that. Like, how much could they dispel all of the, oh, he wants to be traded by, here's $9.5 million. But I would never believe that they would be willing to do that. I'd be skeptical they'd even want to pay anybody that amount of money unless the guy's like a superstar.
Go back to Matthew Fairburn's piece about Kevin Adams, where in there he's quoting other scouts and GMs and hockey people pointing out that it seems like, you know, running things by the owner on a level where you're trading a player for a fourth round pick is like, and if that's exactly what it was about, like it was about a Jokke Haru trade and how scouts would view that, how players would view that. I mean, the Sabres it doesn't have to be bad forever, but in the case of Paterka wanting to go, I almost would say if you're a good team, a player might want to leave, and that's okay too. Why does Bo Byram want to leave? Because he wants a bigger role.
Yeah.
And he doesn't see it here. He might not be personal about the city. He might just want to leave.
Right.
And if you think about the Bills before Allen got here, like here's a point. Antonio Brown, right? The Bills trade for Antonio Brown for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then he doesn't want to come here, and Bean goes to the podium talking about how, you know, he doesn't know this area, these people. And I thought, like, well, this is pre-Josh Allen. I can remember saying this. It's your job, the GM. It's mm-hmm. your job to change what players think of this place. And Bean has done that
mm-hmm.
through drafting Josh Allen, paying contracts, building a winner. It's the GM's job to make a place desirable. Mm-hmm. And you're still not going to get every player to want to play for you.
In connecting to that, that's what happened with Diggs, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Diggs wasn't said, so sure. I'm not into this right now in the fall of 2019 when the season was ongoing. And then by the time the spring rolled around, he was convinced. Like, okay, yeah, I do want to go there.
And what changed his mind? Watching Josh Allen jump over dudes,
yeah.
go to the playoffs and think like, okay.
Yep.
Allen changed his mind.
So you got to change. You got to have something that changes their minds here. Because it will just keep going. Right? Like, it could be Paterka now, and it could be Tuck tomorrow, and it could be Byram the next day, and then maybe 2 years will go by, and then there will be three new guys.
Yeah.
Three other guys that are all pretty good that are going to go, yeah, I can't do this anymore. Even if it's a lucky season, that's why it's still offensive to me they didn't respect the value of making it 2 years ago. They didn't. They didn't respect the value of making the playoffs 2 years ago. And I always wonder how different certain things would be had they done that. Even if they hadn't won when they got there. Just if they had gotten in the one time.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us on the latest on J.J. Paterka, offer sheets, it's all a possibility. We'll talk about it. We'll track down Paul a little bit later in the show. But you can give a ring at any point if you want. And J.J. Paterka to J.J. Spawn, who won the U.S. Open, a belated Happy Father's Day to those of you out there. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.